For the record, this would be agenda item number 15, request for public hearing pertaining to licensing requirements and licensing fees.
And we do have our Cracker Jack MIS personnel behind me, so I'm going to find this, and then we'll see how I do. Just a little background. In your evaluation, it indicates there have been two previous increases in license fees. Section 28.1 of the Code of Virginia allows the Commission to raise license fees on a three-year basis, and the raising of license fees is tied to either $5 or the change in the Consumer Price Index, whichever is less. So there's going to be some that you'll see which will go by the Consumer Price Index, more that will go by the $5. So this gives you some background, which I just mentioned, 28.201.4. And 1993 is important because that's when the license fund was established in the 1992 General Assembly, as well as that's also the year that the Commercial Fisherman Registration and the Commercial Fund was established. The increasingly, since about 2009, there has been obligations on the fund for the agency. And in addition to that, it's grown to what you'll see in a minute of the $2.4 million in revenue that's gained from licenses. The agency is obligating that fund for about $2.2 million. We also have a situation where there will be budget reductions in 2015 and 16. And to help offset what those budget reductions mean to the agency, but more importantly, what they could mean to some of the core services that you see below here, we are going to request a public hearing for next month to look at the change or the increase in license fees for the recreational licenses. There is a Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. It's 9 members. They're appointed by the commissioner. The current Recreational Fishing Advising Board is probably one of the most dedicated committees that staff has ever had the opportunity to work with. Many of them have been here quite a few years, with the exception of perhaps one recent retirement and appointment. But they're very dedicated. They understand very well that the encumbrance on that fund is very painful to them because they'd like to do projects and other things, but they also understand that these core projects are very important. The support for law enforcement, the saltwater tournament, if you received a citation, a good citation in this case, for having a fish that has a certain weight or length attached to it, where you receive that citation. Very popular program, very popular public relations program for the agency. I think most of you understand that. The game fish tagging program has been with VIMS and VMRC since 1995 and has some unmined treasures there that at some point will be very valuable, because one thing you'll hear about fisheries management is it depends on a long time series of information. And generally, once you get above 7 or 8 years of information, you start to have a good time series. So this goes back to 1995. I'm sure it's going to continue to be a valuable component for both the commission, VIMS, and those who support it, who are the taggers, the volunteer taggers. Artificial reef program just recently has become funded by the Recreational License Fund, and this is something that everyone in the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board, the constituency, whether it's the CCA, anglers, whoever it is, they all want the artificial reef program to thrive. And you know, we do have quite a few projects that will be underway, and the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board recognizes that. So they were supportive. I was not here, but from what I understand, they were supportive of the fact that we have to, again, obligate in ways of raising license fees. Here are the fees, and what you can see is the last time that VMRC changed the fees. Some go back to 2006, just a few, 2009, or 2011. So the more modern changes, you're going to find a $5 change, for example. Some of the others can have, it's hard to see the shading, but if you look at the resident boat, or if you look at the charter head boat, more than six, that's 8 years ago, so that's a CPI change. So it's going to be more than just the $5. And I think that the main thing, again, to really reinforce is these core programs are so important for everyone. So staff is recommending the commission allow advertising for an October public hearing, and the amendments would be to the regulation or the Chapter 1090 pertaining to license requirements and license fees, and the purpose will be to raise those recreational license fees.
So thank you, Chief O'Reilly. I'll note that since 2008, there have been a number of budget reductions that have impacted this agency. The low-hanging fruit's been picked. It's been long picked. What we're looking at here is a way to preserve the core functions and the prized programs in the recreational fishing community while still meeting a 5% budget reduction in this current fiscal year and a 7% reduction in the next fiscal year. There really isn't a lot of options available to us except to raise these license fees. So if there's any questions from staff, this is a request for a public hearing and a vote next month. Matters before the commission.
Well, I guess I'm sort of the official recreational representative on here. I talk to you, and we don't like this. We don't like what's been done to our fund that we request. You know, the saltwater license fund was something that was championed by recreational fishermen to provide additional monies for recreational fishing. And over time, from the beginning of the fund, it has been, and it was not designed to replace General Assembly funds, but that's exactly what's happened. And so the same thing with the RFAB people, that's the same thing. We all feel the same way. But given our options, we are going to support the license fee increase. It's our best option because of the core programs you're talking about. Those are our darlings, and we if we don't have those, then we see no purpose of the license fund. And so raising our fees $5 to keep the saltwater fishing tournament. We want to see an energized reef program. We spend this money, we want to see it used for things for us. But we do want law enforcement. We want a healthy VMRC. We don't want you understaffed. And so we understand the political realities and the financial realities that you face. And we do recognize the budget cuts that this agency and all agencies have faced. And so you're going to hear some squawking. We officially want to say we don't like it, but we're going to vote for it. All right, so that's where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Any other, Mr. Sessions?
Yeah, I'm just going to echo those comments, too, being down at Rudy Inlet and hearing the different captains and charter boats talking. The core projects are very important, and we certainly see that. So I just wanted to echo the same points that we just made.
Any other comments? The matters before the commission here for a request for public hearing for the October meeting.
I'll move to approve. We'll take public comment.
Motion by Mr. Neal. Is there second by Ms. Haney? Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.